A terrific day for Jamie Edwards, as you've come to expect. Caraca Millions Day at Ellerslie yesterday.
Come for home, further back then Dynastic, and then came Fellini, then came Alabama Gold. Time flies, went away by three here. Wolverine tried to hunt it down and coming after them. Now here's Dynastic. Dynastic ranged up, Wolverine coming with it. Further out then we've got Fellini. It's Dynastic in front from Wolverine and Fellini. And then time flies, Dynastic for Tiako, six of the best. Tiako win it again with Dynastic.
Incredible six in a row for Jamie Richards in the two-year-old classic, and Jamie joins us this morning. Congratulations, Jamie.
Thank you, Warren. Yep, it was a great day.
Let's talk about Dynastic first of all, and just talking with Andrew Seabrook earlier on. An important day for New Zealand Bloodstock with a progeny of El Mansour winning that race. How did you see it?
Yep, very important for the young stallion to have such a nice horse coming through. He's a great advertisement for the stallion. They sold well on the Gold Coast again last week, and hopefully they'll continue to do so.
You're heading to Hong Kong, but if you were staying in New Zealand, what would you be telling us about the future for Dynastic?
We'll just have a look at him over the next few days, just make a little bit of a plan. Whether he runs out here, matter on the slipper day at the end of February, and then into Ellerslie for the Group 1, I'm not sure. But there's a lot of different options for a colt of his quality.
Must be rewarding too for yourself with the success you've had with Probabil and getting sort of state back from Australia for Brendan and Joe Lindsay to take out the El Mansour Trophy. What did you make of that performance?
Yeah, I thought she looked like she was back to her old self. Wanted to travel keen, but yeah, she got a nice run in the race. And talking about Imperatrice, so yeah, she chased all the way and ran really well. The sort of state he was great. Obviously didn't have a lot of luck in the spring and sort of came back and reassessed him and been happy with him at home and his trial and exhibition gallop and all of those sorts of things. So, hopefully both are ready to run well.
Andrew Seabrook wanted to particularly make mention of the win of Pin Me Up in the last, the $1 million three-year-old classic. Tell us a little bit about Pin Me Up.
Pin Me Up is owned by Peter Collier, who's a accountant in Sydney. I think Andy Williams was commissioned to buy him something at the K1 sale here at Caraca probably a couple of years ago now. And we had picked another filly out called Invincible, who won on Wednesday. But yeah, we've had a very good relationship with the Gartrell boys and love training winners for them.
How's the plans going? Obviously, we saw the jockeys Luke Curry and Daniel Moore have to scuttle into Hong Kong to get there. How are your plans going for the move to Hong Kong?
Just sort of working through all of that now. What's the best way to approach it? You know, what day do I need to be up there? There's a few different options, but at this stage it's looking like the first week, if not the first of April.
How's Danielle going following her recovery from that fall?
Yep, she's in good shape. Everything's sort of knitting back together well. It's just going to be a sort of a slow, long, drawn-out sort of process, but she's handling it all well and just trying to keep as positive and everything. She's not very good at sitting still.
More just about hearing more of the crowd at Ellerslie yesterday than George Simon's call. What was the mood like for that meeting at Ellerslie yesterday?
Yeah, the crowd was great, and as I said a bit earlier, it's really developing into it is already the biggest night's racing of the year. It was a fantastic atmosphere, and they were there carrying on late into the evening.
I'm sure they were, and I'm sure the success of Tiako will continue, and you'll probably look back with some pride laying the foundation when you're watching afar from Hong Kong. Congratulations on yesterday and that six-timer with the two-year-olds, Jamie. That's just an outstanding achievement for a young trainer. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.